You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 985. Today's Devo is called, Are You Fruitful?
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Happy Friday, everybody. I am Lauren Alessi, and I'm joined today by my sister, Gabby Alessi, and we have had a great week where we have solved all the world's problems.
We've solved all of them.
Right, Gabby?
We've solved all the world's problems and your problems.
That's true. You're welcome. You're welcome, audience. We've solved all your problems.
We've had a deep week.
We have.
We've had a, I feel like it was a Pentecostal week.
Amen, sister.
Amen.
So, Gabby, it's Friday. They've had a long week.
Yes.
They've had a great week, hopefully.
Yes.
And hopefully we really have solved all their
problems.
Yeah,
yeah. There's no more confusion. They've tested all the spirits. Yes. They've rebuked every spirit.
Gabby, why don't you lead us into today's last verse?
Yes.
Or this week's last verse.
I think this is the perfect verse to kind of finish up and put a beautiful bow on what we've talked about this week. And it's light and it's simple, but it's a question for everybody. So Titus 3:14 says this, and let our people learn to devote themselves to good works so as to help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful.
Mm.
And where I leave everybody off today is, are you fruitful? Are you devoting yourself to good works? Are you devoting yourself to helping those that are in need, of urgent need? Are you putting yourself in a position that everything we do glorifies God? We're not going to be perfect. Not every situation is going to end the way that we want it to, but we can be fruitful.
Yeah.
We can glorify God in all things. And I think when you just look at everything we've talked about this week, and let this just kind of confirm what we've talked about, right? When we look at everything that we've talked about this week, again, we might have a season of confusion. We might have a couple days of confusion or a situation of confusion. We might have a time where, you know, there are some spirits in our lives or some people that we're talking to that we need to test. So we need to align with the word of God. Ultimately, when we do those things, we're seeing fruit mm-hmm. in our lives. And when we're striving to obey the word of God, to walk in alignment with the Lord, there's fruit in that.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not see the fruit immediately, but you still know fruit's on the way because yeah. you've sowed a good seed. And so I think it's a question that all of us need to ask ourselves every once in a while. Am I fruitful?
Yeah.
Am I growing? Is there a harvest on the way for me? Am I sowing seed? You cannot ask yourself that question if there's no seed in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't sowed good seeds, then there is definitely no fruit because that's just not going to happen. So sow the seed, water that seed, plant or water that plant, whatever it is. Watch God do a work in you and then ask yourself, am I fruitful? And not just fruitful in certain things. Am I fruitful in the areas that I want to be fruitful?
Yeah.
Because you can be fruitful in certain areas and you're like, this isn't what I sowed for.
Yeah.
But are you fruitful in your relationships? Are you fruitful at work? Are you fruitful in your school? Are you fruitful with your kids, with your spouse, with your significant other, with your parents? Ask yourself, are you fruitful? And kind of do like a little check around your life. Am I fruitful in these areas? Because man, our Instagram might be fruitful, but our home is not.
Yeah.
Our marriage is falling apart. But man, I've got 100,000 followers now, you know? So ask yourself, are you fruitful? Am I fruitful? And then work to see the fruit and ask the Lord to bring more. And if you haven't, sow the seed.
Yeah. That's great, Gabby. And again, we have such a good community that if we are not fruitful,
yeah,
we can be quickly challenged on that. But again, for those listening who may not have that community,
yeah.
and we always encourage, find a good Christian community.
Yeah.
But what does being fruitful look like? What does that fruit on the tree look like in your opinion?
Yeah. Well, I think number one, it's sowing into a good church.
Yeah.
So you need to sow seed into you said good Christian community. Go find a church.
It's true.
Go find a place that you can sow good seed into the ground, that you can put your kids in their youth group or put your kids in their kids ministry, because it does take a village. And sometimes sowing seed and seeing fruit and there's a harvest involves other people's seeds
mm-hmm.
into your kids or other people's seeds and what they sow into your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you need the deposit of others. You need the seeds of others to make your life fruitful. So find a church, stay planted in the word of God. Let everything you do be in alignment with the word of God, and then wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He'll renew your strength and you will see that harvest.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love it, Gabby. And I think we're overall just saying good fruit is healthier relationships.
Yes.
Healthier, better relationships with your kids.
Yes.
Things like that. That's exactly. The fruit that we're looking for.
Exactly. And so it's a healthy relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
It starts there.
I love it. Gabby, can you lead us out with prayer for this amazing week that we've had?
Yes. Lord, we just thank you for this week. We thank you that you have given us beautiful verses that we can pull from. We thank you for your word that we can go in and dive deep, God, not just in simple verses, but even some deep verses this past week. And we thank you, Lord, that you have sowed a seed in all of us. And now it's our turn to sow seeds. And I pray right now that you would just help all of us look at the fruit of our lives. Is it the fruit that we want? Is it the fruit that we've sowed for, God? Or do we need to start sowing some seeds, Lord, and start to see new fruit come into our life, to see a new harvest? I pray that you would show it to all of us, that you would expose that to our hearts, to our spirits, and to our minds. And Lord, I just pray for every listener this weekend that you would put a hedge of protection around them, that you would pour out your blessings in these next 3 days on this weekend, that you would unite their family, that you would heal their hearts, heal their bodies, bring financial income, whatever they need in their lives right now, Lord, that you would provide it for them. And we thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.